Colombia on Tuesday adopted a tax reform plan that was at the root of violent anti-government protests that left more than 60 people dead this year, but was eventually reconfigured to be kinder to the middle class and the poor. President Iván Duque signed the so-called social investment law, which has its stated objective to combat poverty in a country hit hard by the coronavirus epidemic. He says law will, quote, benefit nearly 29 million Colombians in a vulnerable situation out of a total population of some 50 million. A first version of the law presented by Duque early this year to combat the economic consequences of the global health crisis would have significantly increased taxes on an already battered middle class. Some 42% of Colombians now live in poverty, and more than 16% are unemployed. The tax bill caused a social explosion, with thousands taking to the streets on April 28th, claiming they'd be left poorer. Tunisia's president said Tuesday the country is being run by a mafia and pledged to fight corrupt politicians, adding, quote, I will not engage in dialogue with thieves. He's a legal theorist and a former law professor who was elected in 2019 and has billed himself as the ultimate interpreter of the Constitution. He invoked that power on July 25th to fire the prime minister, freeze parliament, and strip MPs of their immunity and assume all executive powers. He has also taken control of the judiciary, but has yet to appoint a new government or reveal a roadmap towards normalization, despite repeated demands by political parties. The African Union said Tuesday it wants to buy COVID-19 vaccines rather than keep waiting for donor-funded doses to arrive, and implored producers to give the continent a fair shot at market access. The AU also urged manufacturing nations to lift export bans so the continent can begin to address for itself the glaring inequity in access to coronavirus jabs as wealthy nations hog available doses.